Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're glad to be with you for the 2020 Rome Wolves Football Coaches Preview Show. Right here on WLAQ, we have the head coach of the Wolves, John Reed, and Coach Reed. Sixth season at the helm of Rome High and first five seasons, two state championships, only two in school history, semifinal finish, a couple of second round finishes. It's just been an unbelievable run. It's hard to believe that this is the sixth time we've done this conversation.
I know. I think my wife and I were just talking about that recently and how quick time flies. When you get to be over 50, you want it to slow down a little bit, but it's already our sixth year. We're happy. I mean, things are moving along at Rome. We're building a fantastic facility, not only for vocational, but an indoor training facility with a new weight room and a 60-yard football field.
And not only that, when you take the field coming up tomorrow night against Rockmart, the field at Barron's Stadium is going to look a bit different.
Yeah, Barron's went through some major changes. I mean, we've pushed to make that historic site really a gem for our city. And not only do we got brand new turf, and it is the top of the line. Field Turf is the company that we went with, not to advertise or anything, but it's just a fantastic turf. It's the same turf that the Falcons play on at Mercedes-Benz, exactly the same. That'll be the same turf we put in our new indoor building. Also, along with the turf, and people probably have seen this the last couple of years, we probably have one of the biggest scoreboard display boards in North Georgia, if not all of Georgia, and that was a new purchase also. So the Barron Stadium is a great place. The surface is going to be tremendous. It's got cool play, which means that there's a top surface on top of that cuts the temperature on hot, hot days. So it's really a fantastic and safe playing surface.
Well, Coach, the other day, I look at Max Preps all the time. You know where I'm going with this. Yeah. I saw an article, and it outlined the top coach out of all the 50 states. And obviously, as somebody that follows football in the state of Georgia, particularly in this area, I was really curious, who are they going to pick out of Georgia? And then, boom, there's John Reed's name. I got really excited about that. And, of course, that says a lot about what you've done here in the state of Georgia. But not only that, how you're viewed nationally. So to get recognized like that, that had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was really an awesome recognition, and it was kind of shocking. But the one thing, a lot of my friends called and said, you know, it's deserving and things like that. But what I think we can, and a lot of that gets recognized on, is the fact that we've left places in a better place than when I've been to quite a few schools, than when we got there. And we've always turned a program around and made it prideful like we have here at Rome. And it's been exciting to do that at Rome. It's quite an honor, especially when you've moved around and I've only been in this state for over 15 years. So it's quite an honor.
On that note, we were talking earlier about what you've done here at Rome and the five seasons you've been here getting ready for the sixth season. And, you know, Rome's had a lot of talented players over the years, but have just never been able to get to that consistent level of success. So there's obviously a difference between having good players and having winning seasons and playoff seasons here and there and those sorts of things, and then building a program that's a contender year in, year out, that people are talking about in the state every year. So, you know, what do you have to do? What are the main things that have to happen to build a successful program?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a lot simpler for us than what it may seem, and not to sound silly, but it's also, there's a lot of moving parts to it. But if you get those things and you kind of classify them, we got a great set of core values in which we try to teach the kids to be mentally and physically tough. We try to teach them to have integrity, which is wholeness of character. We try to have them trust each other and us, and we build that trust. And then we try to make sure that we understand it's a family atmosphere. And when you go with, we start with that, things start to fall in place, and that's how you build consistency in a program. We have a great practice plan that we tweak all the time. I'm a better coach right now than I was 5 years ago. And I think that's important, that not only do you improve as players with strength and speed and all that and technique, but you also got to improve as coaches. And we never leave anything to chance at that practice field. We drive our kids, push them hard so that Friday nights they can be successful. And I think that's what pays off, especially it's going to have to pay off this year because we have a unique team and where we're going to have to play back like we did in 2015. We're going to have to play some freshmen. Now, they don't lack talent and size, but they're freshmen who were eighth graders last year and played middle school games.
Well, Coach, on that note, obviously 2020's thrown everybody a significant curveball with the coronavirus, and I know everybody's just sick and tired of hearing about that and ready to see some football, have a little bit of normalcy back in our lives. But everybody's been dealing with that same thing, getting ready for this season. You mentioned having some young players this year. You really didn't get to have a spring, so I think that probably makes that situation more difficult, trying to get some young guys ready. But what have been the biggest challenges in terms of dealing with the pandemic and trying to have things be as normal as you can possibly have them when things are so different?
You know, I think that there's, you know, and for us it was, you know, we don't know yet because we haven't played. But it was potentially more harmful for us than for a team that had senior and a very experienced team, because we were moving along at a great pace and we had our freshmen in the weight room and all that, and then all of a sudden we get hit with, you know, nothing. And it really, this very, very bad for the kids, I think, and in so many ways. I think that's been discussed. You know, we needed the spring practice. We needed some of the summer OTA stuff and a little bit of 7-on-7 to help us. We came up with a great plan, and hopefully we'll find out in the, you know, early on if we're ready. And I think that's going to be the unknown for many coaches and so forth. You know, I think we lost some ground in the weight room, obviously, and we tried to come back with a plan in June to maximize time and so forth. And I think it was a good plan. I will be happy if we would strike COVID-19 once this is over from the verbiage and never have to hear it again.
I think everybody would agree with you on that, Coach, at least for the most part anyway. But, of course, football is obviously a big deal in many parts of the country, but I would argue that there's nowhere else in the world that is as important as it is in the Southeast in particular, and I think that probably a lot of people agree with me on that one. But with that said, I just think it's so important that these kids are able to get out and play football, and what it means to the community and what it means for people's morale and those sorts of things, just having a little slice of normalcy back. And so what is your perspective on that as you get ready to play?
Well, I think you can see it. I still think that, you know, one of the things is there's still a lot of fear out there. You know, you got parents that are somewhat scared, and obviously, and I guess rightfully so. And I mean, there's a lot of people that have, I mean, this is just thrown out all kind of different angles to where you got to cover your bases and you don't want, you know, this and that to happen. So with that being said, to answer your question, then I see the kids that I think they respect the opportunity a lot more. And we've always told them you got to play it like it's your last game and your last play, and because you never know, you may never get this chance. And then I think in June when we finally got to see the kids again, you could see that was, they found out that could be true. And so right now I'm so happy that it's our state has decided to let these kids play. It's so important for them and their communities. And really some of our kids, they become better students because they have football.
We're with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed, with us. That's going to wrap up our first segment on our Rome Wolves preview. We're going to step out for a few messages from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk about the coaching staff here for 2020 and also talk a little bit about the offense. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
BJ Littlejohn here again. It's hot now, but it won't be for long. Cooler weather is going to be here before you know it, so make sure your heating system is working correctly with a checkup from the experts at Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. You know what we always say, a checkup today can save you big money down the road. Call Ware Mechanical at 706-234-3051 to set up your service appointment and stay warm all winter long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 3 decades. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
At GNTC, you can get your college degree virtually debt-free. Georgia Northwestern is affordable and convenient. We have over 200 course offerings in business, health, industrial, and public service. Earn your degree, diploma, or certificate online or at one of our 6 campus locations across Northwest Georgia. Apply now. Visit us at gntc.edu. Georgia Northwestern Technical College. Succeed sooner.
We are back with the head coach for the Rome Wolves. John Reed is with us, and in this segment, as we promised, we're going to talk coaching staff and offense. So first of all, you've put together just an excellent coaching staff here, and I know you trust those guys, put a lot of faith in what they've helped you accomplish here. So let's talk about those guys.
Well, on offense, the one thing we've been able to do, and I think it's important not only at every level, high school, college, and pros, is we've tried to maintain as much consistency as possible with the coaches returning. Now, we're always looking to try to improve our game plan and so forth. And in high school, as you know, you utilize the kids you get. You can't recruit them and so forth. However, some people have been accused of. Coach Bowden's back as offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. He does a fantastic job, and he's really enjoying himself preparing for these kids. And I think we'll talk about that later, but we've got an experienced quarterback and young people, so that's going to be fun to discuss. Jason King's at running backs, does a great job with those guys. He played running back at Auburn. And then you have Nick Bridges, who takes care of receivers. And we've got added that we have two offensive line coaches. It's a big unit. We got a lot of kids that play offensive line. So we added Caleb Bagley, who was the head coach at Cahulla Creek. I hope I said that right. I tease him about that name all the time. And then we've had Dan Inman, who is – not only played for Georgia, but coached at Georgia. He's an offensive line coach. So those guys are doing a great job. We've got a young offensive line. They're working hard with them. On defense, Wayne Groves does the strength work in the weight room, and he does calls the defense, and he's also coaches the defensive backs. At linebackers, we have Chris McFarland, and he was an ex-head coach in Ohio and I don't think South Carolina and so forth. So he's experienced and does a good job with the linebackers. And then we have myself at D-line. I still coach the D-line on a daily basis, along with other duties. So that's been great. And then we have four freshman coaches.
Well, Coach, obviously you've already kind of referenced the fact that you're working in some new offensive linemen. The group that you graduated from last year got a tremendous amount of playing time and really helped you, accomplish the things you did in the last few years. So it had to be hard to watch those guys go, even though I know you're excited about where they've gone and what they're going to do in the future.
Right. I mean, I think that maybe four of the five are going to be playing college football, and so that's good, but it's not good for us having to replace them. We got some kids that are working hard, and that's going to be a big unit that to replace this year, and it's going to be right off the bat we're going to need them to come together and try to put the game plan in motion.
Let's talk about some of the guys, and we'll start with the offensive line and kind of work our way through your offensive backfield, but who are some of the guys that'll be getting some work there on the offensive line?
I think that it's going to be hard to mention too many of them because they're still a work in progress. But I know that Guyville Saint will start at right tackle. Steven White is right now our center. And then at left tackle is Damon McCombs. Guy's brother is starting at left guard, which parents got to be excited. They got two Ville Saints starting this. And right now we have Endon Wright at our right guard. So those would be the guys, and we've got plenty of good backups, and they're young. I mean, the backups are big, but they are some a couple ninth graders and 10th graders.
And, Coach, you already referenced the fact that you've got a quarterback with experience. I noticed on social media that he signed to play baseball over at Mercer, talking about Caleb Ellard, and obviously he's a huge asset for you.
One thing we didn't mention is the fact that recruiting was greatly affected this spring, and Caleb would have been a highly recruited kid at spring practice and stuff, and he just didn't. There's no camps to go to, and he didn't get a chance. But I think you'll find that many people will like what he does on the field this year as a quarterback. He's about 6'3", and probably 225 pounds, and really looks the part, and he's really improved. So it's going to be a big year for Caleb, and I think he'll get plenty of opportunities to play football.
Okay, so now that we've talked about your quarterback, what about your running back situation this year?
Well, I think that running back at Rome has been quite an interesting spot over the last few years because of all the talent. Last year we lost Juice Blackwell, who nobody knew much about, and he had a great year running. But at the same time, E.J. Lackey was running right there with him. He had scored 19 touchdowns, had about 850 yards rushing. He'll be the premier back, but we've got some young ones too, and they're freshmen. And so it's going to be interesting because those kids are going to be good. Caleb Williams is a freshman. It's a big, strong kid that will do a lot of different things for us. Sean Nelson's another freshman running back that we'll see some carries. And then Bryson Hill is a DB slot, and he'll run the football some. And he's experienced. This will be his junior year already, and is a great corner.
And then as far as your wide receiving core for this year?
Once again, some young guys. You got Martavius Collins, which we're going to be using tight ends more this year, and he is a 6'4", eighth grader, well, ninth grader now.
Wow.
Yeah, and will be quite talented. I mean, will be a highly recruited kid someday, I think, if he keeps improving. And he can move all around the field. He can play wide out and tight end, so he'll be one of them. Jay Wise will be another one, really good player. And then there's a bunch fighting for positions, a kid from basketball and a couple other guys that they'll see different time out there.
We're joined with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed, is with us. We've talked about the coaching staff, the offense. In our next segment, we're going to look at the defense, special teams, and then at the end of the program, in our final segment, we'll have a look at the 2020 season, which is going to look different in terms of the schedule for this year. We'll step out for a few moments. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
Kickoff time and time to support our local high school football teams. Hi, I'm Kay Chumbler with Heritage First Bank. Do you need to conduct your banking business but are in a hurry to get to the game? I have the perfect solution for you. It's mobile banking with Heritage First Bank. Whether it's from your tailgate, at halftime, or overtime, you will never miss a single play. Sign up today and enjoy the game. Heritage First Bank. Local bank, local decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are visiting with Dr. James Keene. I got a loaded question for you today. What actually is chiropractic?
Well, chiropractic is a philosophy that you adjust the spine, realign the spine, get the pressure off of the nerves, and let the body heal itself. That's why we are a drugless profession, because the body has the capability of healing itself. In most cases, there are a lot of things that that the body needs help overcoming. Bad backs being one of them, any type of medical condition, the body has to have help to overcome. So if we're having a problem with your spine and you want to get it looked at, give us a call. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 12. The phone number, 706-291-1971.
Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers considers it a privilege to help make memories. Whether it's an engagement ring, a wedding ring, or a very special anniversary, our team is at your service. We have a vast selection of jewelry in our cases. Our design professionals are always ready to create a one-of-a-kind piece for any occasion. We appreciate the trust that is given to us, and we pledge to earn it each day. Come make us prove it. Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers at 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. We're members of the American Gem Society.
We're joined with the head coach of the Rome Wolves. John Reed is with us. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the Rome Wolves 2020 defense. I know that you graduated a couple on the defensive line, secondary. So, again, I'm assuming we're going to hear some young guys' names when we talk about your defense this year.
Yeah, for some reason, I guess it was once you get your program in place and you're playing a JV and a freshman schedule and we're moving along like we are, you kind of just replace a lot of kids every year because you got senior laden. And that's the case again. Once again, their secondary's got a lot of replacements. We're going to have to play maybe Jay Wise from offense back here, a little bit of safety and so forth. Bryson Hill is the lone returner at corner. And then there's be some other guys battling. Martell Height is one of the guys that we were going to mention as a receiver. We'll also play some corner as a sophomore. Bryson's a junior. So there'll be young kids over there in the secondary. Once again, like I said, I think we've replaced four almost, 3 years in a row. This year we're replacing three with Bryson, the lone returner.
Now, as far as your defensive line and then also your linebacking core.
I think the defensive line's been kind of one of those things that's kind of been like our running back position where everybody's waiting to see who plays there next. And I think you're going to find there's some talented people. The returner up there is Bryant Wilkinson, who is, I think he's featured in the paper today, in the front page, but he's a state championship wrestler, and he's also a first-team all-region defensive end. He's about 6'3", and over 200 pounds, very quick and really a violent and aggressive player. And then up front, once again, and as the theme of this radio show is going to be, is you're going to have sophomores. You got a returning nose guard, Idris Dennis, could be a real good player up there. He played a lot of downs last year, but then you got Tyson Brown. And the way we teach these guys, they can play all across the front. Tyson could be a defensive end, could also play some nose. And then Stefan Green is brother of Stefano Green. and he is a 6'4", 260-pound sophomore that really could be one of the better ones we've ever had if Stephon really gets focused and does what he's supposed to do, and he's been really good at practice so far. But once again, he's a sophomore. You got a junior up there and a Jalen White, who's about 6'5", and about probably 230, 240 pounds, and he's wanting to have a breakout year. Linebacker-wise, you got Omarion Pugh is playing outside backer, and he's got a ton of experience, and this will be his senior year. And that, like I said, there's not very many seniors. Bryant and Omarion are probably the only ones on defense. And then you've got Jiron Griffin, which is, there's a good last name for a Rome program.
That's right.
And he'll play Mike Becker, and then the Will Becker spot is still, you know, being fought out between Brandon Smith. He'll play a lot tomorrow, and he's a senior. And then a freshman named Alto Moore. So once again, the theme across the board. Now, don't feel sorry for those freshmen. They won the state championship at the GMSA level last year in middle school, so they were some pretty good talented kids.
Kind of along those lines, young players, we talked about spring being shut down and getting a late start in the summer and just things being very different this year. So as far as the process of getting guys strength up, conditioning, all those sorts of things, acclimated and just ready to go for the physicality that you're going to experience, obviously playing 6A football throughout the year, how do you feel like things have progressed? I know you said that you were really happy with the plan that you had. Are you where you feel like you'd want to be at this point?
I guess at this point, I don't mind, you know, giving out some of the intricacies of our plan. But, you know, I think that is a great question because it is the question. I think it's the thing that everybody's waiting to see how it works. And we came up, you know, in March when we were sitting there going, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? And it was just devastating. I guess the biggest part was the fact that we couldn't meet with the kids at all. So what our plan was is first and foremost, work capacity. How do we build a work capacity to play downs at night? You know, it could be 90 degrees first Friday. So we had to come up with a gradual conditioning plan. And I think most coaches in Georgia will tell you, and it'd be interesting for you to ask many of them, our kids were in terrible shape June 15th. They'd gained weight. They'd been, you know, it's hard to be self-motivated and go out and do stuff at the level you have to do, because at this level you have to be pushed and you have to have an intricate plan. So they were in terrible shape. So our work capacity was one of them. I think special teams is going to be huge. That was part of the deal. I think that you got to make sure you don't hurry along a game plan, that you got to push along and forget special teams. Ball security, you're going to see, and I think as big a fan as you are, that's going to be a big deal early. Work capacity, special teams, ball security, tackling. And I know it sounds simple, but if you get hurried along because of lack of time, you may forget something. We haven't forgotten tackling. And then busts. And we call busts is don't make mental mistakes. Unforced errors, I think they call them in tennis. You know, don't make – and that's – I think it's always been a game plan, but we've really tried to concentrate on that. However, sometimes at practice it doesn't look like it because we're still making mistakes.
You had referenced special teams in that answer to my last question. So let's talk about special teams. Are you in a similar situation there where you're replacing a lot of guys? I'm guessing by your facial expression the answer is yes.
It's one of those years. I mean, we had Alonzo – Rodriguez kicked for us for a couple of years, and it seems like I just saw that kid kicking in eighth grade. Now he's gone, and he was an all-region performer, but not only that, but he was the MVP of the region in special teams, so you know, he was capable of kicking some bombs for field goals and so forth and kicked all the balls in the end zone. So we do got Fernando Ramirez back. He's going to be a great kicker. He kicked a 47-yarder the other day in our scrimmage, so he'll be a good kicker. Not quite the powerful foot that Alonzo had, and then we're trying to work our punt game in. I think a return game will always be good.
That's going to wrap up this segment. We have one last segment, and in that one we're going to look at the 2020 schedule, and so looking forward to having a look at that. But we're going to take a break here on WLAQ, and we'll be back with head coach John Reed of the Rome Wolves to wrap things up after these messages.
Shannon Pharmacy on the Calhoun 4 Lane in Shannon wants your business. And Jeff Ratliff and his staff are ready to serve your every pharmacy need. They offer service you deserve and the quality you expect. And at Shannon Pharmacy, you're not just a number on a pill bottle, you're a person. and they offer you free delivery and accept most insurance plans. Jeff Ratliff grew up and still lives right there in the heart of Shannon. Shannon Pharmacy, truly your neighborhood pharmacy.
You've never settled for anything but the very best in life, and you've worked hard to get it. You're proud of your family, your home, your car, and you want to make sure that nothing ever happens to them. You deserve the finest protection that money can buy and the peace of mind that comes with it. Jowers Sklar Insurance can give you that peace of mind. We provide complete and balanced protection for your auto, home, and business with products tailored to meet your specific needs. Not only will you get just the protection you want, but often at a substantial premium saving. Contact Jowers Sklar Insurance because you won't settle for anything but the best, and neither do we. For all your insurance needs, contact Jowers Sklar Insurance, 706 East 2nd Avenue, Rome, or call at 706-232-9704.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house and with all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center offers C-Perlin, Z-Perlin, and half channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors. Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Cemetery.
All right, Coach, we're with the head coach, John Reed of the Rome Wolves, getting ready to wrap up our 2020 Rome Wolves preview as the season starts tomorrow night at Barron Stadium. It's hard to believe that it is going to happen, and it's here, but it is. So looking forward to this segment and looking at the schedule. But this year you're going to be playing in a new region, new classification, playing some 6A football, so things are going to look different. What are the biggest differences that you see moving up from 5A to 6A?
That Carrollton and Buford and Lee County all moved up with us. You know, as we looked at 6A, 5A, and 7A, I think that over the course of the last few years, and this is not to put anybody down, I thought 5A and 7A might have been a little stronger from top to bottom. Not to say there wasn't teams at 6A that we couldn't beat or would have not given us trouble. And what they've done now is by changing the enrollment and multiplying us with the outer district kids, they've just made, I think, 7A, 6A, 5A, and all that is all, you know, really lined up to be tough. And I think it's going to be a tough state-level classification. I think it's going to be really tough in our region.
Coach, let's start looking at the schedule. I know you're really primarily concerned with one game, but if we could just get a few words about each of those games. And unless I'm badly mistaken, oddly enough, Rome and Rockmart, this is the first meeting, isn't it?
Well, thanks for letting me know that, man, because that is interesting. I didn't know that. I'm not, you know, from here. And like you said, I kind of get tunnel vision sometimes. But I would assume that they had played. Well, that'll make it interesting. Well, you know, the thing about it is that we got this Rockmart game and we scheduled it. And then the Corky Kell tried to parlay it into a Corky Kell game, which was fine with us. But the game is still on. And I think the one thing about our schedule that's really neat right now is we haven't been hit with any losses of teams. So we still have a 10-game schedule that's been intact. The Rockmart team, I think they're about 28-2 over the last 2 years. So we got our work cut out for us.
And it's interesting, too, because when you look back at Rockmart's history, you know, they've always had a lot of good athletes on that team. And until Biff Parsons came in a few years ago, it just didn't seem like they could get to the level that you always thought they could be at. So he's really done a tremendous job down there.
Right. And I think they've upgraded their facilities and all those things. And you know, they got a lot of pride. And one thing about this schedule, Matt, is every time early on when the Georgia High School Football Daily came out, we would look and see, okay, it seemed like every time we have a team on our schedule and they came out with an all-state team or a Super 11 team, somebody from our schedule ended up on those teams. And that's the truth also with Rockmart, with their quarterback.
Your next game on the schedule is a road game, and it was a team that was on television last night, as a matter of fact, Cherokee.
Yeah, unfortunately, they got off to a great start and looked really good. So I think that, you know, the fun thing about this is for our kids, and as young as we're going to be, and is that there is no – you can't – I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for the Rome Wolves, and it is a daunting schedule. We got Cherokee, which maybe will be ranked by the time we play them, and then followed up with Collins Hill, who has, I think, 2 Super 11 kids, or at least 2 All-State kids, that one of them was at IMG and came back, so – that'll tell you his level of play.
And then you're going to be hosting a game at Barron Stadium again after a couple of tough road games, South Paulding.
Yeah, I think they've got a young coach, and they They had a good season last year, and they got a lot of returning players. So I think they're a capable region champion or a playoff team.
And you already mentioned that, hey, here's Carrollton again this year.
Right. And that's becoming a rivalry. I mean, we still got a bitter taste in our mouth. We fought back last year in a great game and got ahead with 60 seconds left and 80 yards to go, and somehow we lost that game. And it was really a turning point in our season because it put us on the road in the playoffs in the second round.
And then, Coach, talking about renewing rivalries, Dalton is back on the schedule because of the reclassification. And I know last year they had one of the best backs in the state that's now at Georgia Tech, and Jameer Gibbs. He's not there anymore, but I'm sure they'll have a lot of talent.
I think they have a tradition of having that kind of player there. I don't know if they're always going to be as good as Jameer was, but they'll have somebody good, and it's at Dalton, and there's a tradition there. I think they've got one of the historic win-loss records at home.
And then, of course, back at Barron Stadium after those two road games, East Paulding, I think you may know a thing or two about that team.
Right. There's a little bit of tradition there, and I think it always gets them up a little bit because I used to be a coach there, and I think they've got some good returning players, and I think they were a young team last year that fought hard.
And then, Coach, going to be playing against Alexander.
Been good. Like I said, they've been in this region, and they've put together a pretty solid program.
And then two more games on the schedule, a road game at Douglas County, and then wrapping up at home against Paulding County.
Douglas and Paulding are two more of those teams that we mentioned earlier that every time we flipped on the all-state selections, Paulding did not get – that's our last game, but they got a Super 11 kid, Nash Small, Mondon. And then Douglas County, I think, like they're, I hope they play a five-man front, because I know at least three of those guys are all-state. If they're four-man front, we're in big trouble.
Well, that is the 2020 schedule for the Rome Wolves. And as we get ready to wrap things up, Coach, I just want to wish you and your team the best of luck this year. Really excited about the season getting started and looking forward to seeing what your team does as the season goes on. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks. And good luck to you and your family with the radio shows and so forth. This was a great show. I think we covered a lot of bases here. We talked about Barron and all that. So it was neat.
Well, thank you very much. Always appreciate your time. We've been joined by the head coach, John Reed, of the Rome Wolves on the Talk Radio WLAQ High School Football Preview Shows. Hope you enjoyed all of our 2020 preview shows. This is the last one for tonight, and we really appreciate you listening. And with that, I'll say, buckle those chin straps, football fans. Toe is about to meet leather finally on the 2020 season, and we're all excited. So anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We've got more on WLAQ. Bye-bye.